good and it's loud in here. We've got tonight's premier game against the Rams from Sioux Valley and the Eagles of Sandpoint. And this promises to be a real exciting matchup. We've had a lot of really good, tight games. The snow's still falling, but it's hot in here. We've got a full crowd. Everyone's here, really excited. We got the tip-off coming right now. Jonathan Rauter is taking it for the Eagles. And I can't see who's taking it for the Rams. I'm being blocked out. But Jonathan's been doing really good on the tip-offs. Here's the whistle. And it's up. And it's about an even pitch on that one, but it goes into the hands of Colton. Eagles win the tip. The Rams coming from a 2A school, so we've got a little bit of a size differential in terms of student population. But Sandpoint has been doing a really good job. They're coming off of two wins. And here they go. Oh, trying to move the ball down. It gets tipped away. But Alex recovers, and they try it again. Evan pushing his way through, but he's got a big body in front of him. And foul call, or no, travel call there. I believe, yep, all the way back at the beginning. So they're going to go backwards to the baseline. Evan Wilson's going to have his hands full with number 25, Marshall Pinner. Here's a throw for the Eagles. It gets thrown away and picked up by 14. And he brings it. Oh, bad layup attempt, but the putback is good for the Rams. First 2 points were Tyron Waterhouse. And here's the Eagles looking to see if they can't catch up here. They're setting their play up offensively and moving it around, seeing good movement. The boys have been having a hard time keeping up their speed. Colton drives in, but he's got tall hands all over him, so they keep pitching it out. There they go, taking out Johnny. Johnny does a nice little step in, puts up the hook, doesn't go down. Rebound goes to the Rams, and we're seeing lots of fast transition here. Sandpoint gets back on D fast, but the Rams are doing a good job. Yep, foul called there. Number 12 just drove right into the paint. And a foul called on, as he drove in, Evan Wilson getting the mark against his name. First foul of the game. So 12 will go to the line for a chance for two. And, man, this has been a real great tournament. Lots of great schools here. That first free throw is good. We've seen exciting games, and Nilichik made their way up. They both played, the boys and girls in Nilichik both played Nenana and came up losing to both in tight games. There's 4-0, and we got a full court press here for Sandpoint, but they're able to break past it real quick. Colton makes a nice little turn, spin, drives with the middle, and that press is no problem. Long shot for three by Colton is way off. And they're going to take a chance for the full court press themselves here. And they're moving way up on this one. Oh, they're saying that got tipped out. So a throw in on the baseline. That didn't go out. That was last touch by the Rams. They're saying it got tipped. That's why it was so short by Colton. Sending it into the base, down to the baseline post. But quickly moving it back out. The Eagles are going to have a hard time. They've got some tall players in front of them. But if they put their muscle in, I know that Johnson can really, he's got a few inches above the guy guarding him. Evan is very evenly paired with the man on his post, so we should see some good action down there if the Eagles can move the body and get it in. Oh! Fast play there by number 12, Dawson Matthews, the captain for the Rams. He moves and deflects the shot that Colton was taking from the three-point line. So here's a throw in on the sideline for the Eagles. 6:09 on the clock. Oh! In a time violation there. Colton couldn't get the ball in time. So here's the Eagles setting up to that half-court trap that they pull. Really nice. The Rams move it down, but they quickly pitch it back out to three-point territory. It doesn't go down. There's a shot. Johnson with a big rebound. And if Sandpoint can box out, they should be able to own the board. Really, there's not a lot of people as big as Johnson. Here comes the Eagles moving in. Alex has it in a wide open lane, takes it up the left-hand side, and puts it up. Good for two. Great job by Alex. The defense was totally shifted to the other side and just never got back in time. Oh, the trap works. Number 14 pulls up his dribble. That is Austin Johnson. And the ball goes down and is almost lost on the baseline, but the Rams recover. Good energy here by the Eagles. The score is 4-2. We're tied. Here at the Crawley Classic, shot up by the Rams, no good. And, man, Jonathan Rauter Almost blocked that one. He's playing real tall today. Oh, nothing but net at Evan Wilson. Sinks the jumper from about 10 feet out on the baseline, and this is a tied game. The Eagles are, and they're going to call ball out of bounds there. There's a reach. It was a soaring tap out by Evan Wilson. They're going to call no contact on it. That was a very close call. Evan already has one foul. He needs to watch out. The Rams driving on the baseline. Oh, and there's a shot. It rolls all around the top. It got deflected. It still had enough energy to get to the rim, though. That was really impressive. Dishing it out. Evans up with a shot. Oh, it rolls all around. Johnny with the board. Oh, and the putback almost goes down. Not quite. And Rams get possession. So we've got 4:30 on the clock. And, man, I'd like to tell you some about how this tournament's been, but this is a fast-paced game. We got lots and lots of action there. A missed pass by the Rams, and the ball goes out of bounds. And we're starting to see more and more kids show up for this game. They're hearing it down the hallway that this is a tight one. Glenn Crouch drains the three-point bucket. It just swishes the net, and it comes sailing back over the top. 7 now. The Eagles take the lead for the first time in this game. 7-4, 4:13 left in the first. What a great game here at the Crawley Classic in Talkeetna, Alaska. Boys moving the ball around, and here's the Rams driving the base. Good job by Evan pulling back and not fouling, but still keeping body on him. That makes the shot miss. Alex for three on the baseline. Oh, in, back out again. Rebound to the Rams. And the question is going to be who can keep this pace up the longest, because both teams are playing with real intensity. King Cove had a rough game against the Rams. They lost by 5. Shot up by the Rams on the baseline. Oh, and a push against Evan being called away from the basket. And that will be a throw-in on the baseline for the Rams, and the basket counts. So 7-6 is the score. Sandpoint still in the lead. Throw-in underneath their own basket for the Rams. They're looking for a baseline. They get it. They get the shot in the post, but it doesn't go down. Colton's got fast break ahead of him, but three defenders. He ditches out to Alex for three on the baseline. That's his shot, ladies and gentlemen. 10-6. Sandpoint doing good, keeping pace and transitioning back on D. Here they come now. Oh, the 14 to thread past the defense, cuts all around. Austin Johnson gets around Sandpoint, takes it all the way to the hoop. That's 10-8 now, 3 on the clock. And we will have a timeout call by Coach Herndon, 30 seconds. And he's going to take a chance to talk to the Eagles and figure out the strategy, because both these teams are coming out with massive energy. This is a real tight, fast-paced game. We've seen a lot of good competition here so far in this tournament. Like I said, we've got teams from Nanilchik, from Nanana, Tanana. We've got Sioux Valley, King Cove, and Sandpoint, and Antioch. Great teams here all around. And we've already understood that tomorrow at 8 a.m., the rookies will play against the Sioux Valley Rams. So tomorrow at 8 a.m., we will have the rookies against the Rams Sioux Valley girls team. That ought to be a real good matchup. Michael Herndon in now for Evan Wilson. That's the reason why Coach Herndon called the timeout, was to switch out Evan. Oh, and a feed to the bottom right-hand post. Catches the Rams looking. Substitution in as well. Number 4, Matt Lester, is in for the Rams. Oh, good job faking past the defense. Number 21, Tyron Waterhouse, gets the bucket for 2 on the bottom post. Oh, and a little bit of a hop and a skip by Colton Mack there. Sends the ball going the other way. Turnover based on traveling call. So Rams have the ball. They have a chance here to tie the game. The score is 12-10. Sandpoint in lead. 2:30 on the clock. And the Rams do a great job moving on the back door. First layup, no good, but you got to work on that on the box out, because that was a putback right there. Oh, and nobody down there on the bottom post. Michael going for a long pass, but it was just above his fingers. 12-12. is a score, the Rams have the ball. They're going to try to take the lead here. And there they go, watching the cut. But the ball runs into lots of traffic there. Standpoint's wising up to that little cut there on the bottom post. Good job adjusting on the defense. 2 minutes left in the first. The score is 12-12. And we are live in Talkeetna, Alaska, the Crawley Classic. Shot up for three by Alex. Doesn't go in. Oh, Johnson with a really good-looking putback. It bounces all around, and they don't get the basket, but they get the rebound. Ryder Gunderson in the game. Oh, nice-looking shot. Doesn't go down. And, man, these freshmen are working hard. We have Glenn Krause sitting down, Ryder Gunderson, and Michael Herndon sitting in. Evan Wilson also on the bench with two fouls. Good job working their way into the post. Oh, but the hook shot doesn't go down. 21 worked all around it, Tyron Waterhouse. And the Eagles have possession. They take it down quick, and Colton needs a little help. He gets it from Ryder, who's wide open. Jumper. Pushing on Jonathan Ryder being called there as he was going for the rebound. Jonathan's first foul of the game. 118, the score remains 12-12, and the Rams have the ball. Three team fouls so far for the Eagles, only one for the Rams. And, oh, there's a missed pass, but it gets saved by 14. Good job by Austin Johnson coming in. And Johnson's going to drive into the lane and get fouled on his way to the basket. And I don't know, that's probably not going to be a shooting foul. It will be a shooting foul. Foul number 22, Colton Mack. And here's a little interesting bit of information. Austin makes his first one, and the Rams take the lead. The head coach for the Sioux Valley Rams is Mike Matthews, a Sandpoint past teacher for science and a fisherman. So Mike Matthews coaching up the Sioux Valley Rams right now. Second one is good, 14-12. 1 minute to go. Alex signals for the ball. He gets it, takes the jumper. It's not in. And the rebound goes to the Rams. 50 seconds on the clock. Real fast transition by Sioux Valley. And they put up a shot. It's way off. But the ball goes hard off the glass and into the hands of the Rams again. Oh, and there's a missed pass. No travel call as he slides on the ground. But the ball remains with the Rams. 33 seconds. They're on the post, working around. Put it up. And there's a good save by Michael Herndon. Oh, and a bad pass to Colin gets intercepted. Oh, and there's a huge deflection by Jonathan Roeder. Sends the ball out on the baseline. Real fast offense and defense. And everyone's working hard to keep up and doing a great job. Here's a throw-in for the Rams underneath their own basket. And it's a long throw-in to Matt Lester. And they've got 18 seconds. Time for at least one more shot. Time's running down now. Here's the Rams. They've got possession. 14-12 to score. Matt Lester drives in, puts a floating shot. It doesn't go in. Tipped out, bounce, safe. And they've got 3 seconds on the clock. Giants got to put it up. He put it up. Good one. It looks nice. Oh, just short of the rim. But great job by the Eagles. Really keeping pace with a fast, fast Rams offense and defense. The score going into the second quarter is 14 for Sioux Valley, 12 for the Eagles. A word from our sponsors. Want to give a big shout-out to GCI for their support, Peninsula Airways, Grant Aviation, Eider Air, Lake Clark Air, also the FB Red Hunter. Also a big shout-out to our sponsors, the Assuring Corporation and the King Cove Corporation and the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage. And you are live right now in Talkeetna for the Crawley Classic. This is the final matchup of today, the first day of games. And Sandpoint is squaring off against the home team. Very tight match, 14-12 with Sioux Valley in the lead. And tomorrow, the rookies will play 8 a.m. game tomorrow, rookies versus Sioux Valley. And then also at 6:30, the girls are going to play. Are going to square off as well for the Eagles. So we have, and then we'll find out where the boys will play here after this game. But a day full of games tomorrow. We'll have at least three games tomorrow. And here we go. Sioux Valley's got possession. They're keeping that same fast offense. And I see Evan Wilson back in the game along with Glenn Krause. And here's a nice send out to the baseline for three. Oh, that's drained by Matt Lester. 17-12 now. Oh, a fast transition. Catches the Eagles totally off guard. But the Eagles didn't come back fast enough. So Colton was, he had five Eagles on his right side, but he just had nowhere to go and no help. So Eagles now set their play, moving it around. Looking for motion on the post. They're doing a good job spreading out the defense and sending it all around. Here's Evan. He's driving in. Floating shot and just over the rim and in for two. 17-14 now. And here come the Rams. They've been playing real good. They are a 2A school. The standpoint's not letting them know it. Oh, and a massive deflection there by Alex. And a ball off the Rams. Man, great job by Alex taking that one and just slamming it out. We're going to have some transitions now. 21 will sit down. Tyron Waterhouse, and so will Matt Lester. Rams. Good job by both benches rotating their players. On the floor for the Eagles, we got Colton Macken, Jonathan Rauter, Glenn Krause, Alex Gilbert, and Evan Wilson. The starting five are here. Alex has the ball, and oh, he almost loses it, but he does a good job holding on to the possession. Colton's going to drive a floating shot. Doesn't go in, but he gets the rebound and hands it off to Glenn Krause, who does a nice fadeaway jumper, 17-16. And the Eagles get back on defense, but barely ahead of the offense. Oh, there's a good rebound by Jonathan. And Jonathan's got a lot better at controlling the ball. He held it way high. Number 12 was coming behind him. And Jonathan, without even seeing him, knew he was there and moved the ball out of the way. That was really good knowledge of who was around him. And you can just see Jonathan improving as a ball player. Oh, big deflection by Jonathan. Number 25. This time they're going to call it. And that time he's going to go to the line. Number 25. Marshall Pinnard. That one will be again. Oh, Evan Wilson gets his third. Evan's been having foul trouble the last few games, and here he is again with 6 minutes into the second. 6 minutes on the clock for the second. Evan with three fouls, so Michael Herndon will come in and replace Evan. First one by Marshall is missed. And here's the second one going up. It also is missed, and Jonathan owns the boards on this game so far. He's the tallest thing out there on 2 feet, that's for sure, by a long shot. So here comes the Eagles. Colton with a fancy bit of dribbling. He sets up a pass over to Alex. Doesn't get taken, but Johnny gets in on a jump shot action. It's not going to go down, though. He takes it from the right elbow. And that rebound goes to the Rams. So 17-16 is the score. Rams in the lead. We're in the second quarter. The score for the time is 5:30 left on the clock. And, man, what a great job from both these teams, moving the ball, keeping the action tight and fast. And just, man, Cibelli has a real hard time getting their shots down. Alex with his first breakaway layup of the game and just passed three times, set him up. He just puts a jetpack on to get there. 18-17 now, and standpoint regains the lead. All right, Sioux Valley moves the ball, takes a shot from 3-point land, and that one's good. Trey by Dawson Matthews puts the lead back in the hands of the Rams. But, man, I've never seen standpoint play this fast. They are moving real quick on both transitions. 20-18 to score. The Rams are in the lead. Eagles with possession. And they're on the baseline. They're in some trouble. Colton needs to get the ball out. And he finds an opportunity. And the Eagles send it back outside to the perimeter. The Crawley Classic is just a great tournament. They're very, very welcoming here. And we've got teams from all across Alaska. And it's just a real tight competition. Back in 2013, the Rookies and the T-Jacks took the tournament on both boys and girls. Shot up by Glenn. It was a three-pointer over the top. Good job setting it to play. The Eagles definitely took their time. And Rams moving quick, sending it back out to the post. They take a shot. That one does not fall. Oh, and it's sent there by 14 to reach in, but it doesn't go in. But Colton maintains the possession of the ball. And I see Matt Lester tapping in, and I believe number 21, Tyron Waterhouse as well. Zulazin substitution. Oh, Michael Hernan set up on the baseline. The shot's hard. He gets a putback. Oh, that one goes off the back iron. Good effort by Michael Hernan. And here comes the Rams. They get that next rebound. So the score still 20-18. Rams, oh, taking it down to the baseline, but no opportunity, so they'll send it back out. Good job. The boys playing a man-to-man defense. And this almost forces a strip. It doesn't go in. Rebound this time to Colton Mack. And Alex working hard on the breakaway. Good pass around the horn by the Eagles, looking for that three-pointer. No go. They send it back out to Colton Mack at the half-court line. And with three on the clock, Colton will allow Sandpoint to take their time. They're doing a really good job taking their time. Setting up the plate, digging into the post, putting it back out to the perimeter. And this is how you run an offense. Oh, nice little floating shot by Colton Mack. It's going to go on the rim and then out of bounds. And here's the sub. That's actually going to be 34, Jack Starbuck. I love that name, Starbuck. How do you get so lucky? And then Matt Lester back in also. 2:45, and the Rams have the ball. The score is 20-18 with Sioux Valley controlling the lead, but it's been back and forth. Oh, Sioux Valley driving in, and there's a recent foul on Colton Mack. 16 foul here. But the Eagles have done a good job watching the fouls. No bonus yet, so a throw-in on the baseline.
Here, buddy.
What a great, great game. This is 2018 still. Both guys playing real tight. Oh, and Matt Lester got wide open on the baseline. And the Rams are able to extend the lead by 4 points. That's one of the wider leads so far of this game. It's been that tight. The Eagles looking for an opportunity here to close the gap, either by two or three. We've got 2:16 on the clock, so plenty of time. Beautiful screen by Johnson Crowder to set up Alex for a wide-open bank shot off the glass. That was textbook screen by Johnson. What an amazing job. Oh, Glenn almost gets some reach in steal, but he doesn't get it. Nice board by Michael Herndon. And Michael will quickly just have Colton have a real fast break. Oh, he's in the lane. Puts it hard off the glass. Doesn't go in. Rebound being fought for. Michael Hernan saves it. What a great save by Michael. Michael's really coming into his own as a player over this road trip. This has been real good for him. So the Eagles still have possession. They're down by two with 90 seconds left on the clock. And a reach-in foul there, I believe. Yeah, a foul there on Sioux Valley. Only their second of the half. So here's a throw-in on the baseline for the Eagles. They got 1:35 on the clock. Alex gets it in on the baseline. They're going to send it back out. So Colton does a good pump fake, but he's being tightly guarded. Oh, and what a pass by Alex. Just missed Johnson by a hair. Johnson readjusted and almost got his hands on the post, but he was cutting in a little too fast. So the Rams now have the ball. 1:21. Oh. Wide open opportunity for number 21 on the baseline, Iron Waterhouse. No go to Hawk. And there's another shot and in by the Rams, 24-20. 1:04 in the half. And the Eagles looking to stay in this by only 2 points. They've only trailed. Oh my goodness! What an incredible layup by Colton Mack. I mean, he doesn't even use the glass. He spins in a circle and floats it up vertically. All it moves is like an inch to get in. What an amazing layup that Colton did. It was behind the back, floating up vertical. And one, oh, there's a foul there. Second foul on Jonathan Roeder. As Sioux Valley was driving the baseline, number 21. Yep, 21. That's Waterhouse. And he'll go to the line for 1-1 since they're now in bonus. First one does not go in. Rebound. It's saved. Great effort. Great effort by the number 21 Waterhouse. It's flying in to the bench of the Eagles and hitting the bench real hard to save it. And the Rams will maintain possession 40 seconds on the clock. They feed it down to the post. Waterhouse has it. He's got Jonathan Roeder all over him. Good defense. and pitch off bounds on the baseline. It's going to go out. And with 32 seconds on the clock, the ball will be in the hands of the Eagles, and they have a chance to tie the game. 24-22. What an awesome first half of basketball. This has been, without a doubt, the closest game so far of this day. There you can hear the stands crowd. The rookies and the Eagles cheering on the boys and fans. Oh, Johnny can tie it up. Oh, and he gets fouled under the basket. He gets fed the ball by Colton Mack on the bottom right-hand post. And as he goes up to the shot of the glass, he'll get fouled and sent to the line for a chance for two with 14 seconds on the clock. The snow looks like it's finally stopped. It's been coming down all day since last night. Oh, Johnson goes off the back iron. They'll have a chance here to bring it within one. 24-22. The Rams still lead the game. Here's Johnson setting up the second one. It's going to be right. It's short. Rebound to the Rams. And Matt Lester will drop it up here. And he takes it in, floats it up, doesn't go down. Rebound this time. And Alex is going for the fast break. He's got a chance. Oh, it goes hard, and there's the bucket. And the first half ends. What a game. 24-22. Standpoint trails one basket to the home Stu Valley Rams. And what an awesome matchup here. Want to say a quick thanks to our sponsors. Thank you to GCI, the Copper Whale Inn, the Shoeing Corporation, the King Coast Corporation, also Eider Air, Grand Aviation, Lake Park Air, Peninsula Airways. Also, thank you for sponsoring these broadcasts. And we'll be back in 10 minutes for what is going to be an awesome conclusion to this game. Don't go anywhere. Standpoint down by two. The score 24-22 against the Rams of Stu Valley.
What's up, Virgil? We are live here in Talkeetna and underway. And there it is, a tied game now. Alex Gilbert does a great job making 2 points out of that bucket, and we're tied at 24 apiece. This is a smoker. It's a crowded house here, full stadium, and lots of action. I wish you guys were here. This is an awesome game to see. Standpoint moving into their zone. They've switched over to a 2-3 zone, and they're doing a good job shutting off the offense right there. And an opportunity for a fast break, but Colton Mack gets the ball, and it just trails a little ahead of him. Oh, and he takes it all the way. Oh, my goodness. What an amazing control of the ball. Taking it all the way in for a layup. The ball almost got knocked out about three times. Good defense played there by the Rams. But Colton Mack is able to hold on there and take the lead. 26-24 now. Standpoint is just playing the best, some of the best games of basketball I've seen them play all season. And a missed shot there as the Rams drove the baseline, but Johnson put a little bit of an intimidating hand in front of the shooter. That was just enough. So here's a play for Standpoint now going into action. They're looking to widen their lead by four. Colton put up a shot on the baseline. Did not like it going over the rim like that. Gives out a cry in anguish. But the rebound goes to the Rams, and this has been a real tight game. Oh, a nice poke out there by Alex Gilbert, and what great dribbling skills by Evan to maintain control of the ball. A charging call against Colton Mack. Very interesting. Number 12, Colton drove in. Number 12, Dawson Matthews, the captain, stripped the ball off Colton's hand and was moving along with him, it looked like, but they called the charging on Colton. And so here's the Rams with the ball down by two. And the winner of this game will go on to continue down the path towards the championship. And I believe they'll play... Trying to think of who they'll play. Probably Nanana. They will go to play against Nanana. And here's the Rams. Good job moving into the baseline. 21 pivots around. And won't go in. Alex has deflected out of bounds. The Rams were able to save that one. Alex would have had an easy layup, but number 23 with a great diving slap out volleyball style. Caleb Shoulders, and that will keep the ball in the hands of the Eagles. But, man, good effort there by both these teams. A baseline jumper by Evan Wilson, and a whistle. White number four after the shot.
They're going to call it after the shot. So it'll be a throw on the baseline, pushing, contact foul. So a throw in for the Eagles underneath their own basket. And they get it to Evan on the post, and he'll get fouled as he was powering up, and that will send Evan Wilson to the line for a chance for two. Good job. He had defenders all around him, still trying to power up past it. And Sam Point's very evenly matched on the perimeter here with the Rams in terms of size and girth. Oh, Evan, a clutch free throw shooter, misses his first. He had some real critical free throw shots against Birchwood Christian that really helped them hold on to that win. And still really exciting seeing the connections here. A second shot is not good, but man, Evan gets a board, hands it off to, Jonathan Roeder got that board and handed it off to Evan as he cut in, and he makes up for those two missed free throws with a basket. 28 now, 24. Oh, and there's a rebound. A shot attempt by the Rams does not go in. Eagles have the ball, and we are under 5 minutes in the third quarter. And here's the call for motion. Oh. Foul there against the Rams away from the ball as Jonathan Roeder falls to the ground hard. First one on number 21, Tyron Waterhouse. Throwing underneath the base at the baseline. Back to Evan. Puts it up. Oh, it had a rough angle on that one. It doesn't go in. The Rams will get the rebound. And they have a chance here to try to close the gap a little bit. They're down by four. There's a jumper. Oh, it sails up and doesn't go down. Oh, jump ball call there. Good job by Colton Mack. Him and number 21 fought hard for that one. Evan and Colton both helped Tyron Waterhouse back up. They were hustling hard. Possession will stay in the hands of the Rams, and they'll throw it in underneath the their own basket. 4:30 on the clock. The score 28-24. Oh man! And there's a second miss, or not the second, but like the 100th missed jump shot for the Rams there. That rattles in and out. Evan's breaking fast. He's beat the defense this time. Oh, but they got there just in time to put pressure in front of him. Oh, Alex with a reach-in foul there, trying to get the ball back. That was just kind of that. And Coach Herndon quickly grabs Alex, saying, "Good hustle, but don't do that again." First foul against Alex. He was just trying to get it back. Didn't like the fact that he missed the layup. 28-24 now. 4 minutes on the clock here. And the Eagles lead the Rams here in the Alkeetna Valley. The Crawley Classic. Oh, and there's a missed pass. It's going to be an over and back, yeah. And a real hard pass there. Just goes over. Matt Lesser, the intended receiver. And a timeout called there. Full timeout. So we've got 1 minute now for these boys to grab a quick breath and some water. Some good advice from their coach. But the Eagles are playing just some of the best ball that they've played all season here against the Rams. The Rams were able to pull off a single-digit win against the Jacks in what was really just the story of the T-Jacks road trip, losing really, really close games to school is much bigger than themselves. And here the Eagles are holding them down by 4 points, 28 for Sam Point, 24 for the Sioux Valley Rams. The winner of this one will go on to play tomorrow night against Nenana. The rookies will play tomorrow against Nenana as well. That's at 6:30 p.m. And then they will play at tomorrow at 8 a.m. The rookies play tomorrow at 8 a.m. And the girls of Standpoint will play tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. So it's a day full of basketball. We'll let you know where the boys will go after this game. But make sure you tune in here for all the games here at the Crawley Classic. It's a great tournament. Beautiful Calkeetna. We went down for a drive to the main part of Calkeetna proper, which is just a beautiful little town. It has that historical feel. So a lot of it feels like old mining, prospecting, storefronts and general stores. Like you could just go there and buy all your stuff. It's a wonderful little environment here in Talkeetna, kind of a sleepy town during the wintertime, but it comes alive for this tournament. They even have people who are so involved in it that they fly it from Washington just to help host it. Here we go. We're out of the timeout. The Eagles have the ball. Oh, it's good attempt there on defense to strip away the ball, but Jonathan Roeder just holds the ball on his head. And Evan Wilson's going to drive in.
He runs into a hole off defense. Oh, but strips it away from Matt Lesser. Hands it off to Colton Mack, and Colton sinks it. Great job by Evan. He lost the ball on a steal, but just literally fell back on top of it and stripped it out of the hands of the Rams. Good job by both these teams. There's a jump shot. 3-point shot there. Brings it back within three. You can close the gap real quickly. Colton feeling hot. He drives it in and puts up a floating jumper from about 12 feet out. No good. 30-27. The Rams get the rebound. And the Eagles need to make sure they keep doing what they were doing. Don't let the game get out of control. Slowly set up your offense. They've been doing really good with that. Here's the Rams moving around the perimeter. Under three to go here in the third. And they're looking for an opportunity. There's a shot up. That one got tipped, so it comes short. It goes out. Oh, lots of people trying to fight for that one. But Alex Gilbert gets a handle on it. And he will hold on. The Eagles now will set up their offense. They get into position. Colton calls it out. And the Eagles will send it down to the post. But no to go there, so they take it back outside. And this is the best movement I've seen of the Eagles this season. Calling for the reset now. That's exactly what you do. Take your time. You run your offense. And, you know, I see Colton do this sometimes. He has a habit to kind of do an NBA-style carry where he dribbles the ball and lets it slide under, like his hand up at the side of it and let it roll. And he did that, and they called the carry. 2:12 to go here. Oh, a shot for three. Rattles in and back out. And a foul there being called against number 25, I believe. That is Marshall Pinard. He knocked down Jonathan Rutter. Jonathan Rutter taking a little bit of a beat in this game so far, but doing good holding on to it. Yeah, it's the second foul for number 21, Tyron Waterhouse. Here's the Eagles with possession. Under two to go here. They're in the lead by three, score 30-27. 14 fouls this quarter on the Rams. Only two for the Eagles, so the Eagles doing a great job controlling this. Colton gets open for the jumper from the free throw line. Doesn't get it. A quick putback by Alex, also a no-go. And rebound goes in at 14, and he's got Jonathan Roeder in front of him. So 14 will dish it back outside. Oh, and the drive there as the ball goes loose. Good attempt there by number 14, Austin Johnson, but no. Oh, this time it is good. And the Rams bring it to within 1 point, 30-29. Standpoint up by one. And 111 left. 3-point shot. Oh, and it rattles in. It looks like it's going to rattle in and out, but no, it stays in. We're at 33-29. What a great game. Both these teams are playing like they want to win it. Here's the Rams with possession. They're on the outside. They've got under one to go. Good fast passing by Sioux Valley. Looking for an opportunity to bring it down to the post. Here they go. But good defense by the Eagles. Oh, tips the ball out. Good save by number 25. Good save by Marshall Pinard. Here's Sioux Valley. They're doing a great job with a fast offense. Standpoint also playing a quick ball game. And it's just an exciting matchup. Shot up. It goes off the back iron. Picked up by Alex. He moves up, but he'll pull back and take his time. Colton set up for a jumper from the free throw line. Oh, it does not go in, but he gets fouled. So with 21 seconds in the third, Colton Mack gets to the line for a chance for two. And that is five team fouls against Sioux Valley. Only two more will put Standpoint in bonus. Colton's first one. Oh, he has really had a hard time with free throws this road trip. A great ball player, but he has struggled. That one went all around the top of the rim and did not go down. So a chance here to extend the lead to five. Colton puts it up. Good adjustment. That one gets drained. And you know Colton does like 100 free throws a day at least. So it must hurt when he doesn't get him in. 2-1-2 zone being played by the Eagles now as the Rams come in on offense. It's nice when you have a big man because that 2-1-2 zone really gets good. Pushing there call against Jonathan Roeder. That's an and one. At 25, works his way in. Jonathan follows him all the way up. Put too much body contact on. So good bucket, plus here's a free throw. That one's not going to be good. It hit the top. The bounce up hit the rope. So no good on that free throw. Eagles still lead by three. 4 seconds on the clock. Colton's moving real fast. He pulls up with a jumper. Buzzer beater off the front of the rim. Doesn't go down. And there you go. At the end of the third, the score is 34-30. And Sam Point leads this game. And we'll see what happens here as we go into the fourth and final quarter of this contest. Word to our sponsors. Thank you to the Schumann Corporation, the King Cove Corporation. Also want to say thank you to GCI, the Copper Whale Inn, Lake Clark Air, Peninsula Airways, Grant Aviation, and Hyder Air, all serving our region. And thank you also to Wasack Electronics in Sandpoint, Alaska. Great game here today. We are at the final game of day one at the Crawley Classic. The score is 34-31 with Sandpoint leading the home team, Sioux Valley, in what has been a hot and quick game. Both teams coming out here wanting this win. The winner goes on to play tomorrow, I believe, against Nanana. And whoever wins tomorrow's game will go directly into the championship. Both teams want to win. Sandpoint has got to hold on to this game here. And I've said this a million times, that there is skill to winning a game. You can take it all the way up to the final minute. Lead the way 98% of the time and just not let yourself win. And Sandpoint has had a bit of experience on the road trip winning. I think that's going to be really big for them. Here we go. The fourth and final quarter is underway. Sandpoint has the ball. Shot for three. Alex Silver drains it, pushing the lead up to six. Oftentimes, you see the other team try to respond to a three-point with no three. There's that three-point jump, and it's good. Bringing it within three. No full-court press by the Rams. They started out the game with a full-court press on made shots. They have not followed up with that. Sandpoint has been able to get past them. Oh, the ball gets lost by Colton. Johnny gets it and drops into the post. Nice spin move and off the glass. Good for two. 39-34. Sandpoint in the lead. Here's the Rams. Oh, and wide open on the baseline. Good pass, but the defense just swarms on it, making it impossible for number 34 to do anything with the ball. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. So here's the Rams with the throw in underneath their own basket. They do a good job getting it down into the post on the baseline. And this one's a long pass out to the perimeter. Sandpoint still in their zone defense. Oh, 12 drives the baseline, and the reverse layup is good. Great job by number 12, Dawson Matthews, a captain for the Sioux Valley Rams, making it look easy. Oh, another carry. Being called against Colton Mack. He is being tightly guarded. Colton's going to have to make some adjustments to his dribbling style to watch out for those carry calls. And Colton, a great ball. So there we go, 39-36. The Rams have the ball now. An opportunity to tie the game with a three-pointer. We'll see what they do here. And here they go. They're moving it all around the outside perimeter, doing a great job with ball movement. They'll take a jumper from 2 points there. Oh, and an easy layup there for number 25. It should have gone to the Eagles. But the Rams get another chance at the ball. So this game's really tight here. We'll see who goes on to play tomorrow for the game. Oh, 3 point shot's up. It's off the front rim. But another rebound by 25. This time it doesn't knock it down. Man, third putback by the Rams. Fourth rebound by the Rams. Sandpoint has got to get on these boards. So here we go. The Rams will get another opportunity. Oh, the ball is lost. And a trip up there sends player from the Rams down to the ground, but two players from Sandpoint help him out. They're going to do a blocking call. Fourth team foul for the Eagles. And that already equals the amount of fouls they did last quarter alone. So Sandpoint is putting down on the fouls.
thrown on the baseline, gets lost, out to the fast break. He puts on the jet, takes it all the way, coast to coast. Really charging all of it, Alex Silver. That basket's no good. Good job by number 12. And those are the new rules there for charging blocking. And he was just able to get in front of Alex, keep carrying with him. Second foul for Alex, five team fouls for the half. Great effort by number 12, Dawson Matthews, just getting right in front of Alex and getting the charge. Oh! Off the foot of Alex there. Alex jumped up to block the ball, and it goes off his foot. Fast break there by Alex was, oh, man, it looked so good. It's good defense there. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout called here by the Rams. And what a great game. The Eagles still in the lead, but only by three. And we'll see if the Eagles can hold on here for the win. They've got to let themselves do it. They have to keep working the basket, working their plays, and letting the offense do what it does. And they've done a great job this game of moving the ball in, resetting the offense, not always trying just to get that quick bucket, which is something that Sam Point has kind of struggled with in the past, and that's just trying to get a real fast 2 points on the board. Working the offense, but you can see it for the maturity here on the court. This road trip's been really good for Sam Point. It's been all starting five so far in this half. Go turn and keep letting his boys run it out. Not a lot of line changes either going on for the Two Valleys Rams. They work it down to the post. Travel should be called there. Yeah, right there. Number 21 gets a travel call. And he was stepping all over the place. And so the ball in the hands of the Eagles, they have a chance here to extend their lead by a little bit. They're only up by three, 39-36. 5 minutes to go here in the game. Sam Point and Two Valley both want this win real bad. Evans gets the bucket. Ball. He puts up a shot. Bounces around the rim. No good. There was three jerseys all around that rebound. Austin Johnson moves in, so they'll take their time to set the offense. We got Matt Lester in now for the Rams as well, so some fresh legs on the floor. Oh, and 21 beats Johnson, but Johnson comes from behind. Oh, and no foul called, and off the hands of the Two Valley Rams, possession for Sam Point. We have 4:50 left to go here in the game. Sam Point leads by three. The score has been static for at least the last 3 minutes. And the Eagles looking for a chance to get a greater lead. Evan drives the baseline. Oh, no foul, but there's a putback by Evan. No good. Johnson gets his own rebound. 3 second violation by Johnson Router. Shot, no, they're going to call the shot off. So Johnson spent a little too much time in the paint. We'll send the ball. Oh, good defense by Alex. Good defense by Alex. The Eagles are really fighting hard for the win. Rams have the ball, 39-36. Standpoint. Oh, and there's a poke out. Almost stolen, but the Rams keep control. Good job by Dawson Matthews maintaining the handle. Austin Johnson driving in. They'll send it back out. Oh, and there's a good deflection by Jonathan Roeder, but the Rams keep control. Oh, a hook shot. No good. Alex is open for the fast break. But charging called against Colton Mack? No, okay. Yeah, blocking call there. It looked like a charge for a second that they were calling, but that was a blocking call against Austin Johnson. He just got in front of Colton and couldn't get out of the way in time. So, the Eagles with the ball, moving it all around. John has got to get rid of it. Okay, he does. He was almost close to the 5 second violation there. Colton drives in, dishes out. Oh, with a pass is intercepted by Matt Lester. And we've been scoreless here for about the last 3 minutes. Both the defenses fighting hard to keep the score low. We're at 39-36, one of the lowest scoring boys games I've seen on the road trip so far. Rams take a shot from three. No good. The hard bounce back goes back into the hands of the Rams. One more effort. Matt Lester drains a 2-point jumper. 39-38 now. And the Eagles coming with a fast transition. Oh, Evans wide open on the, he's going to get fouled and sent to the line for two. And this is where Evans just nails the clutch free throws every time. We'll see what he can do here from the free throw line. With 3:09 left on the clock here in this game, that's a 17 foul. So 10 points in bonus now. And this is your, this is a ASAA basketball here in Talkeetna, Alaska. The Crawley Classic. Oh, and it rolls all around the top of the rim. Doesn't go down. Second attempt here by Evan to make it a 2-point lead for the Eagles. He takes his time, throws the shot, puts it up off the back of the iron. But Glenn Krause fights for the rebound and gets it. And he's got players reaching in all around him. And he gets fouled, so 1-1 for Glenn Krause at the line. I don't see Glenn Krause on the free throw line very often. This is going to be really interesting to see what he does here. This is a pressure situation here. The Pinkett cheer from the rookies and the Lady Eagles. 25 back in the game for Matt Lester. That is Marcel Pinard joining the Rams. We got 1-1. Oh, it goes in. It went all around the rim and goes back down. Glenn gets a second chance from the line, so it's a 2-point lead now for the Eagles, 40-38, 3:05 left on the clock in the game. Here comes the second attempt. Oh, it's high off the back iron. Rebound goes to Pinard. Evan Wilson gets the knockout. It's going the way of the Eagles. They had this good look at it, though. So that was definitely last touch by the Rams. The refs are talking about it. Okay, they're gonna give it to the Rams. Personally, don't agree with that call, but it was a real tight one either way. So, luck of you just really had to go either way on that one. Good game here right now. The Rams trail by two against Sandpoint. Both teams fighting hard for the win. Great respect from both. Oh, there's a tip out. Good defense for both teams. Making every basket hard fought. Shot up for three. Good take the lead for the Rams. It's no good. And Jonathan Rebound gets a... Jonathan, I should call him Jonathan Rebound because he's been owning the rebounds here today. All right. Colton drives in. Dishes out to Evan. Wide open shot for two. Oh, just does not go down. But the rebound snaps up by Colton Mack. 30 on the clock. 40-38. Sandpoint needs to hold on here for the win. Nice spin move by Colton. He dishes it back out to the perimeter for driving paint. Glenn Klaus drives in, put a shot. Out, a rebound goes into Evan, but snatched away by Austin Johnson. He's moving real fast in the transition. He'll pull back, though, and let the offense sit in. So here are the Rams. 2 minutes left to go in the game. 40-38. The Rams put up a floating shot. Oh, it goes all around the rim. Their shot just had knocked on down this game. Good board by Glenn Krause. 1:48 to go here. Sandpoint needs to hold on to the lead. It's been practically scoreless. And a timeout called by Coach Herndon. And he is going to end this game here. He's going to talk to his boys and encourage them to hang on here for the win. Sioux Valley has been playing a great game of basketball here. Really setting the pace on the offense. They came out blazing. The Rams play real fast basketball, and Sandpoint had to rise to the occasion. And they did. I'm looking at the guys right now. The starting five have played all of the fourth quarter, and I think all of the third as well. They are huffing and puffing. This is a very physical game for the Eagles. They have done a great job hanging in there. And as we come out of this timeout, with 1:43 left to go here in this game, the Eagles just have to hold on to it. And this, I feel the butterflies in my stomach right now when we get this close because you just want them to win. And here we go. The Eagles have held on to the win all the fourth quarter, but the Rams have shown that they can easily spin momentum their way. All right, here we go. The Eagles will have the ball as we go into the final 1 minute, 45 seconds for the fourth quarter. Here's both teams. Ball goes to Colton. He's going to be tightly guarded, but not too tight. Looks like the Eagles are setting up their offense. It's a different setup here. They take it all to one side. Shot up by Allison. Good for three. That extends to 5 points, which is critical here. Two-possession game now in the final 90 seconds. Eagles need to hold on. Watch the fouls. The Rams do a good job setting it down. There's 2 points for the Rams. The Eagles are ahead by three. Full court press here. The Rams put back on the full court pressure. We haven't seen this since the first quarter. Colton gets past the half court line and shot up for three. It's Glenn Kraus. He's a 3-point shooter. No good. Rebound goes to number 23. Here he comes. The Rams have the ball. It's right. Caleb Stoll. Shot for three to tie the game. No good. What a rebound by Colton back. He gets knocked to the ground. Calling a timeout. The ball was all over the. Colin was repeatedly calling a timeout there. And the refs are talking about because he was getting fouled like crazy. And they call it the timeout. So it's 44 seconds left to go. And that was a great play by Colton Mack. He was just being all over. I wouldn't say being fouled like crazy, but he was definitely having Rams all around and grabbing at the ball. He was under tight pressure. And they'll call it a 30-second timeout there. Oh, great ball being played by both these teams. Sioux Valley is working real hard. They have the championship trophy from last season. They want to see that stay here with them. 43-40, 44 seconds left to go. And the tension is thick. The crowd is full. We have lots of different teams here from all across Alaska. Lots of fans here from the Kitsap Valley here to watch their team play this game. Standpoint only up by 3 points. They've only got 44 seconds left to go. And they will have the ball. And I'm not sure where they'll take the throw in at. Oh, another timeout was called by Sioux Valley. And the refs are laughing because they're having to tell the bench which kind of timeouts both teams are calling. But a full timeout. Coach Mike Matthews, a former Sandpoint resident and teacher. He was a science teacher in Sandpoint for many years. He fished with Stanley Mack, Dave Adams, and a few others. His son still comes out to Sandpoint to fish. And here's Mike Matthews and the Sitna Valley Rams facing off against Sandpoint Eagles in what has been an incredible game. The score is 43-40. And we are going to find out here in just a few minutes who will walk away with a win and a chance to play tomorrow for a seat in the championship. Either way, whoever loses, they will still have a chance to get into the championship, but they will have to go through the back door to get there. And that is a much tougher route. All right. 44.7 seconds left to go in the game. And we're going to have a full court press here. So Sandpoint sets up for the full court press. And here it is. The conclusion of this game for the Crawley Classic. The ball is in. We'll see if the Rams decide to foul to get possession. The Eagles beat past the press. 36 seconds left to go here. And there's a foul. The Rams are going to start fouling here to gain possession. And Alex Gilbert will go to the line. 19 fouls now for the Rams. And a substitution as number 12 will come back in for the Rams. And there's been no substitutions in the fourth quarter for the Eagles. They are playing on pure adrenaline. Dawson Matthews, the captain, will come back in. Alex takes the first one. Two possession game now. 44-40. And this will make it so at least a three-pointer is needed to tie the game off two possessions. Second shot up. It's going to go in. 45-40, 34 seconds left on the clock, and here's Sioux Valley with the ball. They need a three bad. It's down the ground. Bad pass. Picked up, though, by Matt Lester. And they drive the baseline, sending it back out for three. Wide open shot. It looks good. No good, but rebound goes to the Rams. Colton comes down real hard trying to get that fourth. He's holding his knee. Oh, and there's a deflection by Judd Roeder, and the ball goes into the hands of the Eagles, and with 10 seconds left, Glenn Kraus will get fouled and go to line here for a chance to seal the deal. And Sandpoint is 10
seconds away from walking away with their first win here. And you can see the frustration on Sioux Valley's face. They are not out of this game. Do not call it a win yet. Yep, there's a timeout being called by Sioux Valley. Oh, my heart is pounding at 1,000 beats a minute. It is just such a good game. All game. Neither team has been in the lead by more than, I think at one point, one team got in the lead by 7 points. I think Sioux Valley had a lead by 7 at one point. No, Sandpoint, too. They had a lead by 6 or 7 at one point. But it's been 2-4 point lead. I'd say probably 85% of the game. It has been so high. Here in the fourth quarter, though, we have seen almost no points scored. Probably a grand total of about 8 points for Sandpoint has been scored, really. It's one of the lowest scoring games defensively. Both teams have really worked hard and have kept it to 45-40 games. Sandpoint here has a chance to steal the deal. When we come out of this timeout, Glenn Krause is going to the line for a chance to extend it to 7 points and 3 possessions. And if he can send this one to 7 points, that will seal it. That will all but seal it for the Eagles. Alex Gilbert gets into his football stance. He's ready for the rebound on a missed shot. He's going to hit that track position to get the ball. Here's Glenn's first one. Oh, and it's good. So 2 3-point shots are needed. And he's got 2 opportunities now, guaranteed, since they are in double bonus. Second one up. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Rams. Evan with a great rebound attempt. Forcing it to go out of bounds. And so the Eagles will have possession. They set up a sack. Oh, a charge against Evan Wilson. That's only 6 fouls, though, but Evan's fourth. Evan has 2/3 of the fouls. You can't let this one be easy. They get the ball in. They need 2 3-point shots. He's in two. That's a 2-pointer right there. And it's getting tipped out of bounds. With 1.3 seconds on the clock and 6 points between these two teams and possession for the Eagles, it's safe to say Sandpoint is walking away with the win. And there's a tear from the bench. Sandpoint will get a chance to go on and play, I believe, in the Nana tomorrow for a seat in the championship. Great job, Sandpoint. The rookies also walked away with a win today. So both teams from our region will go on to winning position. Sandpoint got a bye, the girls, so everyone will play for a seat in the championship tomorrow night or tomorrow morning. So first game begins 8 a.m. The rookies will square off tomorrow against, I believe, the Nana. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 8 in the morning for the rookies game to go into this championship. And big shout out to Sandpoint beating Cisna Valley today. What an awesome game. The final score 46-40.